Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
We'll close the show with a little Formula One and kind of just thoughts from this past weekend and some other nonsense as well. But why don't we get a soccer pick for the Champions League coming up tomorrow? Leg two, Manchester City, PSG at the Etihad.
Are you ready? Nick travels around the world to find you a soccer winner. It's time for Nicky Football Soccer Bets here on You Better You Bet. Goal!
Beating the beat up. All right, I'm in Manhattan yesterday. We'll talk about this after I give the bet, but like, man, it felt like normal.
Yeah. Well, New Jersey just announced while we were on the air, restrictions are being lifted like next week or 2 weeks from now, I think. Yeah. Like everywhere, literally statewide. It's as we predicted, the summer of so on and so forth. The summer of a lot of stuff is happening. It's gonna
did
be
Cuomo like usurp de Blasio? Because de Blasio was like by July 1st, and I think right. Cuomo announced today like everything was opening, like immediately just, in New York.
Imagine being a public official and just going rogue and holding a press conference and being like, "We're all clear, everyone." Like,
just, sure, tell you what,
whatever you say, buddy.
I hung out in Soho yesterday, and like, look, people are still wearing their masks indoors. I'm like that's not happening, but like, outside, weather's beautiful. I sat up on a roof, had a couple drinks, ate That's outside, awesome. Had brunch outside, then had Italian food later on. Just one of those great Manhattan days. Felt normal. Felt absolutely awesome. You know, also going to be absolutely awesome winning money on the Champions League coming up Tuesday and Wednesday. And I want to start off my Champions League thoughts here by saying, a little worried about my Chelsea wager to win the Champions League. And the reason why is not because of Real Madrid, who Chelsea will play on Wednesday in the second leg over at Stamford Bridge. It's because of Manchester City. Manchester City goes down 1-0 against PSG last week at the Parc des Princes. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. And I'm thinking, you know, and I'm recovering from, you know, my vaccine shot, and I'm watching, I'm thinking, wow, you know, same old Manchester City going to blow it here. And then City come out, and you're not going to tell the two cities. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It's a tale of two halves. Manchester City came out in the second half and absolutely bombed PSG. You know, a red card for PSG obviously didn't help matters, but a 2-1 final score. City wins on the road. Two all-important away goals and the win here. So for PSG, like, they could win 1-0, and that ain't going to see them through. PSG got to put some goals on the board here in order to get through. So I really don't want to overthink this here. And I don't know that PSG is going to be able to overcome the deficit. It just feels like this might be City's time, which, again, does not give me a ton of confidence in my Chelsea wager here. So we're going to ignore, like, who's going to win the game tomorrow. And I just want to play the total, and I don't want to overthink it here. I think with PSG, with a fully healthy Kylian Mbappe, they're going to come out. They know they need to score, and they're going to play balls to the wall to try and score goals in this game, right? And conversely here, Manchester City might take the approach like, yeah, we can lose this game 1-0. We saw Chelsea do this against Porto in the last round, right, after winning in leg number one. They lose 1-0, but they had 1-2-0 in the first leg, so they still went through. But that's a different manager. You know, Chelsea and Thomas Tuchel, they play more of a defensive-minded game, whereas Pep Guardiola, he's all about the beautiful game. He wants to put on a show, and I don't think it's kind of in Pep Guardiola's ethos as a manager and as a former player to park the bus, right, and let's say let's lose 1-0 and get our way to the final. I don't think that's what he's about. So I think Manchester City will try and win the game tomorrow. I think they're going to try and score goals tomorrow, perhaps to their detriment overall. Probably not. I still think that they're extremely likely to advance, but I think we'll see some goals scored. And keep this in mind. If PSG is going like all out to try and score, that's going to leave them very thin on the back end. And we know Manchester City can punish you there. Sounded a little strange. Didn't intend for it to come off like that. But in any event, I think we'll see goals scored here. Asian handicap right now, 3 and 3.5. So give me the over here. Manchester City and PSG, leg 2 at the Etihad in Manchester tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Do you have a, we can tease tomorrow's show, I guess, too. Do you have a strong feeling on leg 2 in the Chelsea-Real Madrid game or no?
I would take Chelsea to advance. I don't know what the number is, but I would take Chelsea to advance. And I think the game will go under, and that's 2 and 2.5.
Okay, I
don't know if that's true, actually. I need to think about it a little bit.
Sure. Well, I thought you might have an early lean because it's like your squad that you've been following this whole way.
I think that Chelsea will find a way through.
Okay. Very exciting stuff. High drama in store, I think. Yeah.
I almost feel like he may play like for nil-nil.
Sure. I know it's running clock, so this will make no sense, but like how quickly can we end the game, basically?
Right? You know what? I almost want to like see like some of these different markets here and like I almost want like bet the game to go to penalty kicks.
Okay. Like will the game go to extra time? Yes. I know. No, it has to be a market. It has
and
to
almost
be.
Like will it go to penalty kicks from there? Like sure. I don't know.
I know World Cup you could definitely bet extra time and penalties. Those were two separate markets for World Cup for sure. Don't we get Euro this summer too, right? Speaking of World Cup markets.
Absolutely.
What is there even when does that start? 2 months?
Probably like around the time like the NBA finals July, ends.
Right? Probably, I think the final for the Euro and the NBA finals game 7 are the same night, actually.
Let's see here. I don't think there is anything listed yet for it.
And for me, the person who knows like absolutely nothing about any of these like follows international soccer zero between international tournaments. Is there like a consensus favorite for who is going to win Euro this year? They're still by far the best team.
I mean, it has to be France. France and Belgium will probably be the two favorites.
Okay. So like nothing is, I mean, I'm sure stuff has changed since the World Cup, but not enough that they will be favored.
Well, no, France and Belgium will definitely be the two favorites. Germany will be up there, but Germany had like disappointingly bowed out of the World Cup in the group stage the last time around.
Who is hosting the tournament?
I don't know now. I'm not sure.
Okay.
After like where, COVID, like off maybe the top of my head.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll do some eyes on it later, but
so we'll see. But
Chelsea
Real Madrid game, but I think I'm thinking about it now and I feel like it's like likely to be 1-1 going to extra time. And then we may just get penalties from there, which will like, that will cause like my heart to be in my throat during the show on Wednesday while I'm watching.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.